There is no greater joy or blessing for Christian parents than to lead their children to personal faith in Jesus Christ. As the father or spiritual leader, we're the one that's primarily responsible for helping our children find peace with God. The moment each child was conceived, something amazing happened. An eternal soul was created. That soul will never cease to exist. It will spend eternity in either heaven or hell. That's why it's so important to remember that as parents, we must give an account to God for how we reared our children. Many parents are quick to cast the blame for their children's disinterest in spiritual things upon the church or youth group. But leading your children to faith in Christ is not the responsibility of the church, the Sunday school, or the youth group. It's the responsibility of the Christian home. Never take the salvation of your children for granted. Just because their parents are Christians and have attended church all their lives is no guarantee that they have ever accepted Christ as their own personal Savior. Pray for your children, and pray for your grandchildren. Pray that those children will come to know Christ as Savior at an early age. D.L. Moody was once asked how many people were converted at a meeting where he was the preacher. 3.5, he replied. What, 3 adults and 1 child? Asked the man. No, 3 children and 1 adult, said Moody. The adults have already wasted half their lives, but those children have practically all their lives to live for God. Dads, don't abdicate your responsibility of being the spiritual leader in your family. Leading your children to Christ is first and foremost the responsibility of the Christian home. My name is Morris Hull, and you've been listening to Character Focus from Home Life Ministries. For more information, visit us online at www.hlm.org.